Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a short or precise episode of everyone's favorite nonsensical in nature podcast, the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, and I hope everyone that's listening out there is doing well, because I sure as heck am. I'm in between guests, so I wanted to jump on here and at least put something up, and I actually have a kind of an amusing story I want to share that happened to me over the last week, but I thought I'd get on here real quick and bend your ear, so to speak, and let you know what's been going on. So let's get into the amusing story. I got a couple other things to talk about, but I want to get this one off my chest, because while at the time it wasn't funny, you know, there is some humor behind it. So let me paint a picture for you, if you will. Last Saturday, the 19th of September, OCW had the opportunity to entertain the people at the Guernsey County Fair. Now, that is in a small town called Lore City, Ohio, right outside of Cambridge. And we were looking forward to it. We've been out there before, about 5 or 6 years ago. It was the scene of the infamous Heat Seekers, Jeff Cannon, Hot Commodity Matt Mason, situation with golf carts. I don't want to call it a real golf cart race, because I don't know if you can race golf carts. But anyways, we had the opportunity to go back out there. We're very excited for it. So Saturday came, and Adam Michaels and myself rode together, and as we're driving out on Interstate 70, we would drive into rain, and then it would clear up, and then we would drive into rain, and then it would clear up. And when I'm talking rain, I mean like typhoon-like rain, okay? Finally get to the Guernsey County Fairgrounds, and after going to the wrong gate, we ended up going finding the right gate. We go in. And it took us a little bit of time to find out where we were at. We were supposed to be by the horse arena, but I wasn't sure where that was. And we kind of ended up trying to go to different like arenas or barns, and eventually found it. But after we'd done a complete lap around the Guernsey County Fair. So, and it starts to rain again, typhoon-like rain. It's just coming down in buckets. And so the decision was made that we would go ahead with the show. However, given all the mud and the water and the possible rain some more, the decision was made not to hook up any of the audio equipment. So that means no music. That means no microphone. So for the first time in my career, I had to yell my introductions for OCW Stars, which, I gotta be honest, I was a little bit perplexed how I was going to do this. I'm not sure that I can be as loud as I need to be, and I know that's shocking to say, because let's be honest, I am kind of a loud dude. But I think it went off okay. I will say this, I give a lot of credit to the OCW Stars for putting on a heck of a show. Yes, the weather conditions were not the best, but still, everybody went out there and gave it everything they had. And more importantly, I'd like to give a tip of the hat to the fans that came out, because, you know, oftentimes on fair shows or festival shows, you get what I like to call the casual fan. You get a person that is walking by and stops to check out what's going on in this giant ring, and they may stay for a match or two and then move on. But not the fans there at the Guernsey County Fair. Those bleachers were packed, and they stayed packed from the start of the show till the end. And so I just would like to say that I appreciate the fans that came out at the Guernsey County Fair and help to make OCW a big deal out there. And hopefully we will be back. And hopefully next time the weather won't be so crappy, if you will. But so an amusing story that I'm sure, you know, 6 months from now. Heck, I mean a week from when it happened, I'm kind of laughing about it. Because it was funny that I had to yell those introductions. But anyways, I'm going to switch gears. And I'm going to talk a little bit about a serious issue that I learned about also last Saturday. Many of you may not know this, but OCW star Jason Dragon has been a diabetic since he was a little baby. And periodically throughout his life, his diabetes has caused some health issues. And unfortunately, Jason Dragon is dealing with having some seizures that may be linked to his diabetes. So he was not at the OCW show this past Saturday, and he is in the hospital. He is getting better, but it has taken its toll on him. And so I wanted to mention it. I want to bring it to light and say that, you know, hopefully he gets back on the track to good health. And if you're listening, Jason, I mean, I hope the best for you. I hope you get back on track, man. You get healthy. You start feeling better. And you know what? Maybe if you see him, if you're a hardcore OCW fan and you're out and about, I know he lives in Coshocton, if you see him, you know, maybe you want to give him some warm wishes, if you will, some well wishes. Because, you know, bottom line, whether you like a guy or you hate a guy in the ring, I mean, he is still a human being, and he still has the same issues that many of us have, and has family and friends who care about him. And so certainly we hope that, or I hope that Jason Dragon gets better here real soon. I know that was not maybe the most happiest note to leave off with there. So let's transition a little bit. Let's talk about something else that happened to me. Last weekend, I went down to Independence Day. It's a local event here in Columbus, Ohio, that features a lot of art, a lot of music, a lot of food, a lot of drinks. It's down in the Franklinton area of Columbus, and I decided to go down, and I think this is like the second or third year for it, and I've never been down, and I wanted to go, and some of the folks that have appeared on this podcast asked me to come down, like Ken Epstein, for an example. There's the CXC, the Cartoon Crossroads Columbus tent, was in full effect with people like Ken and Bob Corby and Max Inc. that were down there, and I even met some new people that will hopefully be coming on this podcast to talk about their passions in the world of comic books. But it was really a cool thing to go to. It was a cool event. I checked out a lot of the different vendors that were down there. A lot of people selling some art that was really, really cool. Obviously, I talked to the folks at CXC, but there were some bands going on at the same time. There were like four stages. It was really cool. So I really enjoyed it. I think the only negative that I could say was it was the same weekend as Wizard World Columbus. So with given the option of which one could I attend, you know, quite frankly, I've been to a lot of comic book conventions, so I think I could skip one. And so I decided to go to Independence Day since I had never been there. And so I went over, and I don't regret it. I think it was an awesome couple hours I spent down there in Franklinton. It was really cool. Next year, you should check it out. So, you know what? Let's talk about CXC. It is the Cartoon Crossroads Columbus. It is happening here, if I remember correctly, October 1st through the 3rd in downtown Columbus. And let me just tell you right now, there's a lot of individuals who are going to be there. Jerry Beck, Durf Back Durf, Jaime Hernandez is going to be down there, Jeff Smith, Art Spiegelman, Craig Thompson. I mean, there's going to be a long list of people that you want to get down there for, and it is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, if I remember correctly. And yeah, it is. Here, I got the program right here. With a lot of different programming, man. There's going to be some seminars. There's going to be some, I guess you could say, historical lectures. There's going to be what you might want to call an old school comic book convention there with so many folks down there. Definitely you want to check it out. And the best way to check it out is to go to cartooncrossroadscolumbus.com and get all the information there. I mean, there's some pretty big names. I mean, Jeff Smith, I know, is, you know, here in Columbus, but, you know, Art Spiegelman, if you have never read Mouse, it is a phenomenal graphic novel, and you need to. It's a two-parter, but I know they now make it in a compendium, if you will, an omnibus, if you want to call it that. And if you haven't read it, it's a phenomenal book. It's one of the great works of literature over the last, say, 25 years. You know what? Speaking of CXC, a man that you're going to see down there is Mr. Ken Epstein. And I want to mention, because I can't believe I forgot to tweet this out, because it happened about 3 weeks ago, and I can't believe I forgot about it. Ken has a Kickstarter going on right now, and as a matter of fact, I think it's done. It's done early, folks. That's how much the people appreciate Nick's comics. But he had a kind of an open casting call for folks to help out with the video so that he could put it up there on Kickstarter. And I volunteered, and I went down one evening, and in about 20, 25 minutes, busted out my part. And then Ken spliced it all together with a couple of other people and their parts. And it's up on my Twitter page. I just tweeted it out. I can't believe I didn't tweet it out weeks ago, but I think it turned out pretty well. I'm pretty happy with my part in it, I gotta say. And I know I'm biased, but so you should definitely check it out. Look for it on Twitter. Like I said, I just tweeted it out. If not, I know most definitely if you go to nickscomics.com, I'm pretty sure that there's a link to it that you can check it out. I would say give to it and go ahead. I mean, I don't know what happens when those things are over and you reach your goal, I guess that's it. But, you know, check it out nonetheless. So, all right. As I said, I was going to keep this very short or precise, if you will. I do want to talk about Orlando's fave, but you know what? I'm going to ask. I'm going to throw it out there. And I want people to really get behind this. And I really want to get your opinion. I've had the same opening music now for, well, 77 episodes. This is 77.5. So, should I get new music for my intro for the PBD cast? I mean, I have some music that I have been sent by, well, I'll just name it. I'm sure he doesn't care. Stephen Hines, who was a guest a few episodes ago. We talked about his passion for music a little bit on that episode. And some of the tracks are really, really good. And I'm thinking about maybe changing it up. But I want to know what you think. There's a couple different ways you can let me know. One, by going to Twitter and tweet me at PVDMVP. And just let me know. New music or not. You can shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. I suppose maybe you can Instagram me a picture or something. I don't know. Maybe. At... I don't know. I don't know what picture you're going to send my way. But anyways, Instagram, I'm there too, man. PVDMVP. So let me know, what do you think? New music, yay or nay? All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into it. You can hear the music clicking away there on this precise episode of the PBD cast. It's time for Orlando's fave. My fave for this episode is an unusual one, but I think that especially all the gentlemen that listen to this podcast, they need to know. You see the ads for Dollar Shave Club, right? And, you know, it's a great, I'm sure it is. I don't know. But I'm really tired of paying an arm and a leg, so to speak, for razors. And so I was clued into a company called Dorco. D-O-R-C-O. I know it sounds funny. But their website, Dorco, D-O-R-C-O, USA.com, is where you can go to get cheap razors. Now, basically, here's the story. They are the actual supplier for Dollar Shave Club. So you're getting the exact same razors that you would get from that company. The problem is that, you know, they're cutting out the middlemen. And they are a couple bucks cheaper. But the thing that I like about it is, for me, I don't want razor blades coming every month. Because I shave like every other day. So for me, I'll end up with like a closet full of razor blades if I join Dollar Shave Club. So for me, it made more sense to go to DorcoUSA.com and just order, hey, a razor, I wanted 12 of these blades, and that's it for right now. And it turned out to be pretty cheap. And I gotta be honest, I've shaved several times with this razor, and it works really, really well. So, you know, I'm gonna throw it out there. For you gentlemen that are listening, you want a decent razor, head on over to DorcoUSA.com. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to just let you know real quickly that I am going to be signing off here momentarily, but let's talk real quickly about a cheap plug, so to speak. I want to get it out there. I want to talk about it. I want to talk about, of course, the place that hosts PVDcast.com, Bluehost.com. It's the official web hosting service for this great podcast, and I just want to let you know that it is absolutely a phenomenal, phenomenal company. If you need a website, if you want a website, you need to check out Bluehost.com. They got great pricing. They got great customer service. You've heard me talk about it time and time again about how awesome they are. Stop. Stop right now what you're doing. Go check out Bluehost.com, and you will find out that they are truly a phenomenal company and one that I certainly can get behind. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, it's 15 minutes. I said I was going to keep it short and precise. I'm going to get going here, but I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. I got some great guests coming up here in the next couple of weeks, so keep on coming back here. Keep on listening to the PVD cast here at PVDcast.com, or you can listen through Stitcher or on SoundCloud even. That's right. So with that, I'm going to wrap things up, so I will chat at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening, folks.